So Kim tells me that cashews are a favorite for boomers and most Americans, but this seems to follow true with Dominic Valentini and Dave Rieger. Peanuts are the favorite nut for Gen Xers. Does that make sense? Are you both Gen Xers?
I'm a millennial.
Oh, so you're a millennial. Well, apparently the millennials, at least you still like peanuts a lot. Whatever, your favorite. All right, off from the nuts to what we need to talk about. And this is important news. Michigan Congressman John James asking Congress to set aside $638 million in military construction dollars for eight projects needed to prepare Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, of course, for the arrival of the two new aircraft platforms in the next 5 years or so. John James, the Shelby Township Republican who is running for governor, saying the federal funding is an investment not just in the mission at Selfridge, but in the defense and safety of the country. And we're so lucky to have Congressman, a Republican from the 10th District and gubernatorial candidate extraordinaire, John James, on the line. Always a pleasure, Congressman.
No, pleasure's all mine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
And $638 million sounds like nothing compared to the $200 billion we're hearing for one battle right now.
Well, I'll tell you what, where I come from, even a million is a lot of money.
Yes, of course.
$638 million is a huge amount of money. But still, with as much as $638 million is still less than what Gretchen Whitmer's store fund had, and they've created zero jobs.
Gretchen Whitmer's, wait a minute, I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. You dropped it down a little bit. Gretchen Whitmer's what fund?
SOAR, S-O-A-R, her SOAR fund. This is a strategic fund that was meant to attract jobs to the state of Michigan, taking our tax dollars, but these are funds that were dispersed and didn't create a single job, whereas the funds that I'm requesting is dollars from Washington, D.C. This is our money.
Our money back.
Here, yeah, our money back to the state of Michigan to invest in Selfridge. We are basing, because of President Trump's leadership, the F-15EX, a fighter jet, and a KC-46 Pegasus, which is a tanker. These are future missions that will secure our nation and help provide jobs. These are going to be going toward a hangar complex, training complex, runway extensions, allied support, squadron operations for the price tag of $638 million, not just for now, but to secure our nation, to secure our state, and to put Michigan back where it should be as a leader in terms of defense spending and national security, right on the northern border of the longest land border in the entire world.
I think, as you've put it, Congressman John James, we're looking at an investment for the next 50, 60, 70, 100 years in America.
That's right. This is an investment right here at home. Michigan is one of the best states, and it is strategically placed, and we are uniquely suited to defend the homeland. These investments will enable us to do it. You know, when September 11 happened 25 years ago, it was jets from Selfridge that were scrambled to defend New York and our airspace.
Wow.
We still have, to this day, we have our brave guardsmen who are deployed all over the world to protect us and also our borders, making sure that we have the necessary investment to bring this fighter mission here is going to be a vital investment to make sure that Michigan remains at the forefront of our national defense, and it also protects jobs in the state of Michigan as well.
And talk to me about this, because of your unique experience fighting for our country and the attack helicopters and all the work you did leading people in battle. We're told we've spent, and I'm not against giving the military money that they need, period. I'm all for it, period. But if they've spent $12 billion to get this far, what's the $200 billion going to do from this point on, where we already are proclaiming that we've knocked out their Air Force, their Navy, their everybody?
So assuming that you're talking about the war effort and the supplemental request, that is likely to make sure that we have the supply chain necessary, not just to fight this war, but to protect America ongoing. As you would imagine, if you have a party tomorrow to celebrate the Wolverines and the Spartans victories in the tournament, you would need to replenish the things that are in your refrigerator. Right now, we are fighting a battle in the Middle East, and we're using our munitions. And so we're going to need to replenish those, not just for the current engagement that we have, but also because we're going to need to support ourselves into the future. These are the types of things to make sure that our supply chain is resilient, making sure that our munitions don't run low, and making sure that our soldiers, sailors, airmen, marine, and guardsmen continue to have the things that they need to prosecute this this thing.
I'm not afraid to tell you, we're going to miss this kind of clear thinking, Congressman, in Congress. That's not to say that I think you're making a mistake running for governor. You're not, obviously. This is what you want to do, and you had to give a great deal of thought to becoming a gubernatorial candidate. Give me a little more information about that, and walking away from Congress, where you've had great success, and we really can use people like you in Congress, but we can certainly use someone like you in Lansing as well.
Well, I really appreciate that that question, especially because Michigan has all the ingredients to be great again, but we lack the leadership and the vision. Are we really doing so well in Michigan that that we can take a whiff and allow like a Jocelyn Benson 8 years? Are we really doing great with our education as we're 44th out of 50, but the unemployment as we're bottom two in the nation? We need to do everything that we can to get our state back on the right track. And I have pledged to always serve where the need is most. And I'm looking forward to serving people because I love this state, and we need to protect the American dream. Future generations, just like I had access to when my father moved here from the Jim Crow South. We need to have that dream for everybody, and given my experience in the military and in business, I believe I'm just the man to help. The Michigan's 10th Congressional District seat does not belong to me. It belongs to the people. We are going to hold that seat, and we're going to make our state better for everybody.
Congressman, how do people read up on your gubernatorial campaign?
Sure, it's johnjamesmi.com. Again, johnjamesmi.com.
johnjamesmi.com. johnjamesmi.com. Gubernatorial candidate, we wish you good luck, John.
Yes, sir.
We continue in Focus on WJR. Well, March is your lucky month if you're ready to live a pain-free life. Thanks to Michigan's lucky charm, Dr. Saul Kogan at the Nerve and Disc Institute, and his non-surgical, non-invasive treatments for severe and chronic back, neck, and knee pain. You could join thousands of patients like Kim and me, and I don't get there enough. I'm going to admit you have to go in for the process, and I don't get there enough. Okay, shame on me. But Rick did. Rick couldn't walk, was scared to death of surgery, and now says it, quote, feels like a miracle, end of quote, to be pain-free. Or Christina, who could barely move and taking narcotics and was totally pain-free in 2 months after visiting with Dr. Saul Kogan and his fabulous team. Intradisc neutrosis helps people with spinal stenosis, bulging and herniated discs, sciatica pain, and degenerative disc disease avoid spine surgery. And Knee Restore RX helps those with osteoarthritis, meniscus tears, and muscle strains avoid knee replacement without shots, pills, or downtime. And lucky you, mention WJR in March, and you're going to get a consultation, exam, X-ray or MRI review, and laser treatment for only $49 for your first visit. $49! The Nerve and Disc Institute in Farmington, Clinton Township, Grand Blanc, and now Bad Axe. Be sure you mention WJR for this great deal. Call 586-416-DISC, 586-416-DISC, or 586-416-3472. 586-416-DISC, which works out to be 586-416-3472. Mention WJR at the Nerve and Disc Institute in Farmington, Clinton Township, Grand Blanc, and now Bad Axe. 130-760 WJR.